包括我们的灵恩会，其实也是一场属灵的征战。
And all the activities in a church, including our spiritual convocation, it is a warfare.
那要面对这场征战，我们要先了解它的本质是属灵的。
And in order to fight this warfare, first of all, we need to understand this is spiritual.
这个征战是在我们周围当中时时在发生，但是我们却不会见到血流成河那恐怖的场面。
And this warfare is ongoing, but we will never see a bloodshed.
那当我们没有看到我们周围发生征战的场景的时候，我们通常会忘记我们是处在战场之中。
And when we don't see this fighting around us, we will forget that we are in a battle.
那当我们对我们所处的环境失去警觉的时候，其实就是我们打输的时候。
And when we become indifferent or complacent, this is when we lose the warfare.
就像军人如果他忘记他身处战场，他放松他的防卫，最后他一定死在沙场上。
And just like a soldier, if he forgets that he is in a battle and he loses his awareness, he will die in the battle.
那我们今天早上来谈谈，我们要真的来装备我们自己，面对每一场的属灵征战。
And this morning, we are going to talk about how we can equip ourselves to face this warfare.
特别是我们从下星期三开始，就是我们秋季的灵恩布道会。
And because next Wednesday, it is our fall spiritual convocation.
那这个灵恩会我们有布道会，我们有很多的聚会。
And this convocation will include evangelical service and also many classes.
我们有诗颂，我们有祷告。
We have hymnal services and we have prayers.
我们有见证会。可以听到弟兄姐妹的恩典。
We also have testimony to see the grace that brothers and sisters received.
我们也有可能会执行圣礼来拯救更多灵魂进入主的国度里。
And we will hold sacraments to invite people to come into the kingdom of God.
所以这是一个很重要的属灵的聚集。
So this is a very special gathering.
那就近在我们眼前，下个星期三就开始。
And it is at hand. It is next week.
那我们在明天的时候，教会也会有发传单的活动，会打扫环境，来预备我们进入这个属灵的征战。
And tomorrow morning we will have a cleaning and as well as passing out flyers to prepare for this spiritual warfare.
那我们今天早上来看看我们是否预备好了来自我反省，也来互相鼓励。
And this morning, we will reflect on ourselves and see whether we are ready for this warfare.
我们知道从哥林多前后书里面看到当时候教会的问题之一呢，就是他们很多事情是凭眼见，不是凭信心。
And many things we see from First and Second Corinthians, we see that the members there they see with their fleshly eyes and not with their faith.
那当时候教会哥林多教会。有一个现象，就是他们凭外貌认人，他们因人而夸口。
And one of the problems that the church in Corinth has is they look at people from their outward appearance and judge people accordingly.
就是他们会看这个人的外貌，然后来判定这个人是不是有内涵有能力，有品质。
And they will look at outside appearance and determine if this person has a good virtue.
那这个现象在哥林多后书第五章就写得很清楚。
This is clearly described in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们如果看第五章的第十二节。
So if we read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 12, for we do not comment ourselves against you, but give you opportunity to glory in our own behalf, that you may have something to answer.Those who glory in appearance and not in heart.
这里第十二节特别提到说，当时候有些人他们是凭外貌来夸口。
And it says that at that time there are people who look at the appearance of others and not their heart.
那其实我们一般人都是看外表的。
And most of us look at our appearance as well.
所以第十六节特别提到说，事实上世人也曾经凭外貌认过耶稣。
Verse 16, it says that. even though we have known Christ according to the flesh.
就是说以前的人也认为说拿撒勒人耶稣也没什么背景，他看起来就是一个普通的人，他真的是救主吗？
And in the past, people look at Jesus from the outside appearance and think that is he the savior?
就是说，所以他第十六节说，我们从今以后不再凭外貌认人了，就是说在基督里面，我们现在就会了解很多事情不是看外表的。
So in verse 16 says, we regard no one according to the flesh. So from now on, we will not look at people and judge people according to appearance.
也就是说要有属灵的眼光去看到什么才是真正重要的关键。
And we must have a spiritual eyesight to see what is the key.
当时候哥林多教会会很混乱，跟假师傅在传异端有关系。
And the reason why the church in Corinth was so chaotic was because there are false prophets and heresies.
哦，那这个混乱其实让信徒纷争结党了。
And this would cause division with among brothers and sisters.
那他们对原本很单纯的道理，现在就开始一一的存疑。
And they have doubts in the truth they receive.
那假师傅、假使徒，他们当时候所传的信息，让教会的信徒对耶稣的认识也失落了。
And the false teacher confused the people, and they do not know Jesus Christ anymore.
我们现在来看哥林多前后书第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
那这样的一个现象让教会的工人非常的非常的谨慎他很在意这样的一个真理上的失落。
And this problem caused the apostle to be very worried.
我们先看十一章第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 2.
请读二节到第五节，第四节。
Verses 2 through 4. Verse 2. For I am jealous for you with godly jealous. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chastened virgin to Christ. 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom you have not preached, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
那这一段保罗特别在提出当时候有人来传不同的耶稣。
And here Paul mentioned that there are people who preach a different Jesus.
他们强调要领受不同的灵，是他们过去所没有领受过的。
And they emphasize to receive a different spirit which they have never received before.
那他们来传不一样的福音。
And they preach a different gospel.
那这些都是使徒他们之前跟他们之前所建立所传的不一样。
All these are different from what apostle said in the very beginning.
那这样的一个信息呢，他说让第二节特别提到说第三节他说原本那个像基督纯一清洁的心就失落偏向一些。
And so in verse 3 it says, so your mind are corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
就是本来信徒对主的认识是很单纯的。
And they used to have a simple faith in Christ.
那一个单纯的人才真的能够听到真理。
A simple person can receive the gospel.
但是现在这些异端假师傅他们的影响就像蛇用诡诈诱惑夏娃一样。
But the heresies and the false teacher are like the serpent deceiving Eve by his craftiness.
这是一种欺骗。
This is a deceit.
让这些让原本单纯的信徒他们的心变复杂了。
And a person with simple faith become very confused.
那这些人在第四节这个保罗提出来说你们怎么会容让这些人在教会里面作怪呢？
And in verse 4 Paul asked them, why can you let these people do this to you?
也就是说他是用一个反讽的语气说你们竟然容忍得下这样的一个道理，你们竟然可以听得下。
And he used sarcasm to tell them, how can you accept this kind of gospel?
那因为当时候这些假使徒呢很激烈的在攻击保罗他的使徒的身份。
And the false apostles, they challenged and questioned the apostleship of Paul.
而且质疑他的权柄。
They questioned his authority.
那可是这些假使徒呢，比保罗他这里说。
But the false apostles Paul mentioned here.
他讲得很直接了。
And he's very direct.
请看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节十四节。
Verse 13 and 14. 13. But such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. 14. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
好，十五节。
And verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his minister also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
你看这里特别提到说，这些假使徒行事诡诈。装作基督使徒的模样。
And here the false apostles, they are deceitful and they transform themselves into apostles of Christ.
那这些成为其实成为撒旦的差役。
And they become the workers of Satan.
那就是其实就是要来跟耶稣基督作对的。
And they are to fight against Jesus Christ.
那因此假师傅跟异端其实是魔鬼混乱教会的工具。
So to have false teachers and heresies is one of the weapons that Satan used.
他就在毁谤神的仆人。
And to cause confusion among the members.
要让信徒失落了对基督原本的认识。
And the member will be confused about who they believe in the beginning.
所以当时候教会其实面临一个很大的征战。
And at that time, the church faced a great battle.
因为当一个装成仁义的使者的人出现的时候
，and when a person who is a false worker，
有时候他讲很好听的话
，he may say something very nice。
可是我们如果没有谨慎，我们可能分不清到底真的还假的。
But if we're not watchful, we will not be able to discern what is right and wrong。
那其实这些假使徒他的最终目的是要破坏教会啊。
But the ultimate goal of the false apostles is to destroy the church。
他就是要分化教会，让它变成一个。没有办法合一的团一个团体。
And they want to divide the church, though they cannot be united.
他是要让人离开得救的正路，跟撒旦一起进入永远的灭亡里的。
So they can depart from the salvation and into eternal condemnation with Satan.
所以我们要先了解，其实，在信仰上面有很多属灵的征战，随时在进行。
So we need to understand that in our spiritual life, there is a constant warfare.
我们现在看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
要能够分辨这个需要靠神。
To be able to discern, we need to rely on God.
启示录第二章的第二节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. Verse 2, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are an apostles, and are not, and have found them liars.
我们看这里以弗所教会他们当时候就是有属灵的智慧去分辨去试验哪些是假使徒哪些是真使徒。
And at that time, the church in Ephesus have the wisdom to discern who are the true and false apostles.
所以那个当时候更多教会很显然的他们在这个分辨的事情上在这个面对属灵的征战里面他们并没有得胜他们其实是被蒙骗了。
And clearly, the church in Corinth, they have been deceived and they cannot discern who are the false and true apostles.
那他现在保罗他很心很急的，他要把教会这样的一个在征战状态下还不知道的这种情况，把它扭转过来。
So with urgency, Paul wanted the people in Corinth to return from knowing that they are still in a battle.
因为他如果整个教会没有真的醒悟，不知道他们现在面对这一场属灵的征战，很有可能这个教会真的就会败坏，落入魔鬼的网罗里。
And if they're not aware that they're in a spiritual battle, then they will fall into the snare of Satan.
那所以呢，哥林多后书第十章，我们看回来，哥林多后书第十章。
So Second Corinthians chapter 10.
我们现在要来看保罗说他已经预备好了。
Paul said that he is prepared.
我们看十章的第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. Verse 6. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
你看这里他说我已经预备好了要等你们十分顺服的时候 要责罚那一切不顺服的人。
He said, I am ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
这里其实在强调保罗他本身是有权柄的。
And here Paul is emphasizing that he is one with authority.
因为他是属基督的。
Because he belonged to Christ.
所以到第七节才说我们是属基督的。
So in verse 7, he says, he is Christ.
他的权柄其实是来自于属基督。
His authority comes from being in Christ.
是主耶稣赐给他的。
It is given to him by Jesus Christ.
那所以第八节说主赐给我们权柄是要造就你们不是要败坏你们。
So in verse 8, he says that I'm given the authority to help you and not to destroy you.
那所以权柄来源是神，权柄的功用是为了要造就。
So the source of the authority is Christ, and the function is to edify.
他现在运用就是要来责罚那些不顺服的人。
And it is to punish those who are disobedient.
他特别提到他这个运用权柄的智慧。
And here he talks about the wisdom in authority.
你看他说要责罚那些不顺服的人。
And to punish those who are disobedient.
那他说他准备好了。
And he is ready to do so.
老师说他用属灵的眼光已经去判断这个整个教会现在所在发生的事情。是怎么一回事
And he uses spiritual eyesight to discern what is going on in the church.
他就发现为什么今天教会有纷争有结党
found out why there's disobedience and division in the church.
为什么今天人的心没办法听进道理
why the heart of people cannot accept truth any longer.
为什么他的使徒的职分这么清楚众人却是会质疑而且会听信这些外来的人对他的毁谤的话
And why is his apostleship being so clear, but people are questioning his apostleship?
所以他现在再重新的对哥林多教会信徒说 so, 要注意我们现在是在属灵的征战里面
So again, he wants to mention to the people in Corinth that they are in a warfare.
他所提出的重点从第一节到第五节
And he mentioned that in verses 1 through 5.
他看透了魔鬼的诡计
He saw theA scheme of the devil.
他认识现在教会所处的就是一种征战状态中。
And he knew that the church is currently in a warfare.
但显然弟兄姐妹当时候并没有准备。
But very clearly that the members are not equipped.
那他自己先准备好了。
But he is ready.
他就要处理这些教会这个混乱的情况。
So he wants to deal with the chaotic situation in the church.
我们来看看我们要怎么样来。跟他一起来准备，来面对这样的一个征战。
So let's learn from him how we can be equipped to fight this warfare.
第四章第一节，请读。
Chapter 10, verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you.
你看，他说我保罗，他讲的就很直接。我跟你们见面的时候是谦卑的。
And he said, I, Paul, when I meet you, I come in meekness.
这个见面的时候，其实当时候保罗出处到哥林多去传福音。
And when he first saw them, he went to Corinth.
人在当地，他传福音建立教会了。
He preached the gospel and established that church.
那个时候的保罗，他作为一个福音的使者，他本身是谦卑的。
So as a messenger of the gospel, he himself was humble.
他的谦卑的表现。弟兄姐妹都很清楚
And everyone can see his humbleness.
好接下来他说我不在你们那里的时候我向你们是勇敢的
And he said when I'm not over there with you I'm bold
所谓不在那里的时候就是当保罗离开现在假师傅跑到教会里面来作乱了
He said when I'm being absent that means he's no longer there and the false teacher come in
当时候保罗他面对教会的混乱他就写严厉的信来责备他们。
And facing the chaotic situation, Paul wrote a stern letter to rebuke them.
所以我们看到，在哥林多后书之前，保罗写的一封严厉的信来责备当时候的教会。
And before he wrote Second Corinthians, he wrote a letter, a stern or a severe letter to rebuke the church.
那这封信是保罗是用勇敢的心写的。
And he wrote this letter with boldness.
那结果呢？这封信，竟然发生很大的功效。
And unknowingly, this letter took great effect.
他本来还觉得还在担忧说是不是讲的话讲得太重了。
And he was worried that his words may be too severe.
但后来消息传回来说弟兄姐妹真的改变了。
But the message that he got back was that the members, they repented.
所以七章的第八节就在说明他当时候写这一封严厉的信他用勇敢的心 所写成的。
So in chapter 7 verse 8, he wrote that letter with a boldness.
我们现在看第七章第八节。
Let's read chapter 7 verse 8. Verse 8, For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret. Though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same episode made you sorry, though only for a while.
第九节。
Verse 9, Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing.
我们就看到这个时候，你看他这封信呢，让教会从忧愁当中生出懊悔的。
And here, this letter made the member produce from sorrow to repentance.
那这样的一个表现，哎，让保罗觉得很安慰。
And Paul was comforted with this response.
好，接下来他在写哥林多后书的时候。
And now when he wrote Second Corinthians,
十章的第一节，接下来听他说：“如今我亲自借着基督的温柔和平来劝你们。”
Chapter 10, verse 1 says, "Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ."
所以这个就是保罗他在这个地方提出他自己做一个神的仆人，在面对教会三种时期产生了三种情况，他所用的心情。
And this is the attitude of Paul toward the three situations that happened in three different time frames.
你看他一开始教会从不信到出信的时候。
And from a church that from unbelieving to believing.
他本身是用很谦卑的态度来劝勉他们啊，来教导他们啊。
And he exhorted them with gentleness to lead them.
那当教会在无知的情况下堕落偏离真道的时候，他用勇敢的态度来劝勉。
And when a church fell,But and Paul used boldness to encourage them.
所以他写信写得很严厉，就是要让他们能够改变。
So he wrote a severe letter, hoping that they would change.
那当他们从这个堕落当中又愿意悔改，转回真道的时候
，So when they are ready to return to the truth,
他再一次的用基督的温柔跟和平啊来安慰他们。
And he used the meekness and peace of Christ to encourage them.
要劝勉他们
，to encourage them.
怎么样继续的？把这样的一个归为正道的这个正路继续走下去。
And how to continue walking on this right path?
所以我们就看到这个保罗作为一个基督的使徒了啊，那个使者呢，他真的有主耶稣基督的这个形象。
So as a minister of Jesus Christ, he manifests the likeness of Christ.
我们知道主耶稣他本身就是谦卑、温柔又和平的。
And we know that Jesus Christ is meek, gentle.
和平的
and peace.
所以你看，我们一个人，我们跟人相处的时候，其实这三项也是很重要的特质。
And when we deal interact with other people, these three things are very important.
一个人谦卑就是他内在的这个品格。
And a person with humbleness, it is his essence.
那温柔跟和平其实就显在外面的美德，就是别人可以感受得到的。
And meekness and gentleness, you can people can see.
所以我们就会看到一个温柔的一个谦卑的人，他通常能够表现出温柔又和平。
And so a humble person would possess meekness and also gentleness.
那反过来看，你也看到一个人如果是很温柔很和平的，他内心基本上会是谦卑的。
So on the other hand, if a meek person is meek and also gentle, he would be humble in their heart.
这就是主耶稣他教导我们，要我们给我们的榜样。
And this is an example set forth by Jesus Christ.
但是当我们看到主耶稣他面对真理的时候，却又很勇敢。
But when Paul faces a truth, he is very bold.
主耶稣也是这样子。
Jesus Christ.
所以你看，主耶稣去圣殿，看到这一些不合真理的事，他就很勇敢的把这些做生意的人都把他赶出去了。
And when Jesus went to the temple and saw people doing business, he cast them out.
所以保罗本身他是效法基督的。
So Paul likewise followed the imitate after Christ.
面对真理的这个关键的时候，他是非常勇敢。
And when he faces the importance of the truth, he is very bold.
他的勇敢是为了真理，为了这个真道大胆说话。
And his boldness comes from guarding the truth.
并不会因为环境、因为对象而改变妥协的。
And he will not compromise because of their audience.
所以他的勇敢，你看他表现在他知道他什么时候要说什么话。
And his boldness manifests that in every situation he knows what to say.
所以勇敢的人是可以自视的，他知道说要让这样一个事情能够成就，不可以暴躁，不可以 急促。
And a courageous person would know that he cannot be angry in situations.
所以保罗他说他凡是以信徒有益的，他没有一样必为不说的。
So Paul said that if anything that benefits the member, he will not hold back.
就是这个就是这个保罗他给我们所留下的，他面对征战的首先的态度。
And this is his attitude that Paul possesses when he faces the warfare.
他温柔，他谦卑，他和平，他又是勇敢。
He's meek, gentle, peaceful, and humble and bold.
好，接下来我们看第二节。
And now let's read verse 2. Verse 2, but I beg you that when I'm present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh.
第三节。
Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
好，你看他这里征战 要打这个属灵征战的原则是什么？
And what is the principle in fighting this warfare?
他本身是带着肉体的，所以他在肉体里面生活。
And he carried flesh, so he lived in flesh.
但他说不是凭着血气来征战。
But he does not fight according to the flesh.
所以我们说第二节说有人以为我是凭着血气行事，这个血气我们中文把它翻成血气，其实他真正意思是肉体，他是在肉体里面过生活的。
And he said that people think of him as walk according to the flesh, so he lived in the flesh.
所以因为当时候这些攻击保罗的人认为说他保罗也是一个普通人啊。
And those who attack Paul thinks that he is just a normal human being.
他是支帐篷为生，他也不是专职的使徒。
And he builds tents as his business. He is not an apostle.
你看他们就贬低保罗的信息，认为他的道理也没有什么分量。
So he looked down on the gospel of Paul.
他也没有什么外貌，言语粗俗，气貌不扬。
And he does not have appearance, or he is not eloquent.
所以当时候有人就在一直在毁谤攻击保罗是属肉体的。
So people attack him and said he is doing this according to his flesh.
但是第二节他说，但是我必须用勇敢来对待这等人。
And in verse 2 he says, I will face them with confidence.
是因为保罗认为这些攻击他的人事实上是撒旦的差役。
And he knows that those who attack him are sent by Satan.
他们是在破坏教会的。
They are to destroy the church.
所以他现在要用勇敢的态度来面对他们。
So with boldness, he will face them.
然后他说，求你们不要让我在你们当那里的时候有这样的勇敢。
And, but, do not let me have this confidence when I meet you.
也就是说，保罗，他现在期待教会不再受到这个假使徒的欺骗，
他们
能够醒悟。
So he wished that the member would not be deceived by the false teachers. They can wake up.
当他再一次到教会去的时候，他可以不需要用这样的勇敢来对待他们。
So when he returned back to their church, he does not need to use this boldness against them.
而是大家可以用温柔的心来相处。
But to interact with gentleness.
那第三节他特别提到说
，Verse three,
我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
那我们今天，我们每一个人都活在这个血肉躯体里面。
And everyone of here live in the boundary of flesh.
我们有这个肉体，我们就受到这个肉身的限制。
And we have this flesh, so we are constrained by this flesh.
所以你看，我们会累。我们会有情绪的起伏波动。
And that's why we have emotion and we get tired.
我们会受到这个环境的影响。
And we will be influenced by our environment.
但是这个其实就是我们没办法克服的事实。
And this is a fact that we cannot conquer.
你看真的每一天如果天气晴朗的时候，我们早上起来，心情就很好。
And sometimes when we wake up to a great weather, then we are in a good mood.
如果连续一直下雨都是阴天，我们起来的时候心情就沉闷。
If it's cloudy or rainy, then our mood is down.
这就是真的，我们是在血肉当中生活的。
And this is because we live in the flesh.
但是他这里特别提到说，我们不是凭着，却不能够凭着血气征战。
But here says that we do not war according to this flesh.
也就是说，现在要了解属灵征战的对象，实际上是魔鬼。装作光明的天使跟他的差役。
So we need to understand that our spiritual opponent are Satan, who clothed as an angel.
要在这场属灵的征战得胜，当然不可以凭血气的方法。
And in order to triumph in this spiritual warfare, we cannot rely on the flesh.
所以，如果不凭血气，就要靠神。
If we do not rely on the flesh, we need to rely on God.
所以他在以弗所书第六章说。
So in Ephesians chapter 6.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
不凭着血气征战，我们现在是要凭着要穿戴神的军装来抵挡魔鬼。
And not to rely on flesh to fight to fight this warfare. We need to equip with the armor of God.
请读十节到第十二节。
Verses 10 through 12. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler in the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
这一段特别提到说，我们今天征战的对象本身是属灵的。
And here, talk about our opponent and our warfare is spiritual.
仇敌是那种我们肉眼看不见的。
And we cannot see this enemy.
但是又时时存在在我们周围的。
But it is indeed exists around us.
所以今天我们要靠着神的大能大力才有办法站立得住的。
So we need to rely on the power and might of Christ, of God to be able to stand.
我们请读十三节。
Let's read verse 13. Verse 13.Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
所以今天要这个征战的原则是我们知道要靠着圣灵，要靠着神来征战。
So the principle to fight this war is to rely on God and the Holy Spirit.
不可以凭血气。
And not rely on the flesh.
也就是说，不可以用我们自己的思想，用我们自己的方式。
That means we cannot use our ways and our thinking.
因为这个没有用的。
Because it's useless.
我们知道在属灵的征战，其实我们第一个要对付自己，对付的就是我们自己本身。
And in the spiritual warfare, the first enemy that we need to face is ourselves.
因为我们既然我们在血气里面生活，我们带着肉体在世上生活。
Since we live in the flesh and we carry this flesh with us.
我们本身就有这个肉体的情欲。
And we have the desire of the flesh.
因此我们自己靠不住了。
So we cannot rely on ourselves.
我们如果靠自己的肉体血气要来打仗，一定输的。
If we rely on our flesh to fight this spiritual warfare, we will be defeated.
因为我们都会有这样的感受啊。
Because we often feel this way.
有时候我们就没办法控制自己的脾气啊。
And we cannot control our temper.
有时候我们就一直担忧，我们就是没有办法放下来。
Sometimes we will continue to worry, we cannot put it down.
虽然知道不要忧虑，要把重担卸给神。
Even though we know not to worry and give our burden to God.
碰到困难在摆在眼前的时候，我们就是叫做不下去，放不下。
But when we see the problem in front of us, we cannot put it down.
这是为什么我们说我们肉体啊，这是我们第一个要克服的对象。
So our flesh is somebody that we need to conquer first.
罗马书第八章这样说。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第六节。
Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death.But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
第七节。
Verse 7. But the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not a subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
第八节。
Verse 8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
这里特别提到说，我们如果用肉体的方式，属肉体的人，靠肉体行事，没有办法得神喜悦的。
And if,As a person in flesh, if we rely on our flesh, we cannot please God.
都不能够得神喜悦，怎么可能在属灵征战中得胜呢？
If we cannot please God, how can we be victorious in the spiritual warfare?
所以我们现在不是靠自己，不是凭血气来征战。
So today, we do not rely on ourselves or our flesh to fight this warfare.
那要凭什么？
What do we rely on?
凭神的能力。
Rely on His power, God's power.
我们现在看回来哥林多后书第十章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
你看他这里特别提到说，他这个要征战的兵器，我们要带着武器。他说是在神面前有能力。
And in this warfare, we need to bring weapons so we can have power.
也就是说，借着神有能力。
So through God, we will have power.
要去打仗，如果没有武器，那怎么打呢？
If you go to a battle without a weapon, what can you do?
这个武器不是我们的肉体，我们的血气。
But this weapon is not our flesh.
这个武器是神给的能力。
And this weapon is given is the power of God.
所以，撒加利亚书四章六节才说，我们今天凡事不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是要靠神的灵才能成事。
In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, not by might nor by power, but by the power of Christ.
就是要 以神的能力加添在我们身上，我们才有可能去面对这个属灵的征战。
And when we have the power of God, then we can fight this spiritual warfare.
这是为什么保罗他说他在传福音的时候，他说他不是以智慧委婉的言语来赢得人的心。
And Paul, when he preached, he does not use his words to win the heart of people.
而是靠着神的大能跟圣灵的明证来显明神的真理是有力量的。
He relied on the witness of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to win souls.
好，现在带着这个神的能力，他所要攻克的对象在哪里
？So when we have the weapon with you, who are you fighting against?
我们知道那个仇敌就是那个魔鬼，属灵的，看不见的。
And we know our enemy is a Satan, a spiritual Satan we cannot see.
一个人如果被魔鬼附着了，邪灵附身，这个人不正常，众人一看都知道，大家都知道。
And if a person is possessed by Satan, everybody can know and see it.
但是现在魔鬼的做法并不是那么粗糙了。
But the Satan's way is no longer this.
我们如果看第四节，他说
，Verse four，
这个从神在神面前有能力，是要来攻破坚固的营垒。
And to have the might of God is to pull down strongholds.
所以我们现在要去攻的这个目标，就是要把这些魔鬼所在人的心里面所筑起的营垒，一个一个把它打破。
So our goal of our attack is to destroy the stronghold in the heart of people.
那这个坚固的营垒是怎么来的
？And how does this stronghold come from?
看第五节
，verse five, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
你看这里提到说各样的计谋
，and here says in different schemes.
还有各样拦阻人认识神的这些至高的事。
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
从这两节，我们要看到很重要的信息。
So these two areas tells us a very important message.
这里在第四节说，攻破坚固的营垒，这个营垒在人的心里面。
And verse four, the stronghold is built in the heart of man.
魔鬼在人的心里面。是包括信的人跟不信的人心里面会筑起很多的营垒。
And Satan builds strongholds in the unbelievers as well as the believers.
那这个营垒其实就是他的各种计谋。
And the strongholds are Satan's
schemes. 透过这种计谋来的啦。
And it came from Satan's schemes.
所谓计谋，其实在原文里面，它就是我们人的思想、理性，或者是。我们的想象
，and these include our imagination and our thoughts and minds。
哦，所以这个计谋其实可以翻作各样的幻想或者想象了。
And his schemes including our imaginations，
或者是我们各种的思念
，or every thought。啊，
因为我们今天我们都通常仔细想想看，我们在心里面可能有很多不同的。理由去质疑神的存在，神的作为。
And in our heart, if we think carefully, we may doubt the existence of God.
这个问题，我们如果把它解决、讲通了，可能不久之后又有一个新的、另外一个理由会来挡在我们的面前。
And if we can solve and overcome this problem, there may be another problem coming to our mind.
让我们觉得说很难相信神，很难接受神的这个旨意。
And it makes us to question God and difficult to accept God.
那这些理由看起来好像很重要。很有理，但是其实，如果仔细去想，其实是不成道理的道理。
And these reasons may sound reasonable, but if you think carefully, they are not reasonable at all.
这就是撒旦在人的思想里面做工。
And this is how Satan works in the mind of man.
他给人幻想，给人有想象。
And he gives us imaginations.
那有时候，如果我们没有小心去把守我们的心，这样的思想就会进入我们的脑筋里面去。
So if we do not carefully keep our heart, then these doubts will come into our mind.
就这样一个质疑神的这种想法，就成为我们的观念了。
And we will start to question God.
那在我们读圣经、我们听道理的时候，哎，就开始用这个质疑的眼光的想法去过滤了。
So when we read the Bible or when we listen to the sermon, we will judge according to these thoughts.
真的，今天有很多的罪恶，社会上的一些犯罪的情形是。因为那个犯罪人的想象造成的，幻想造成的。
And there are many criminals. They began by imagining.
你看，不是有一些枪击案呢、啊、
？And we know there are many gunshots
or
gun crimes
屠杀事件
or murders.
这些屠杀的人, 基本上是心里面有一个幻想。
And those murders, they start with an imagination.
他就根本不知道自己在做什么。
And they don't know what they're doing.
只有这样错误就发生了。
And then they make the mistake.
所以我们有时候, 这个罪恶是从我们自己的想象开始的。
So our sin usually starts from our imagination.
那这个就是, 这个魔鬼把各样的计谋
And this is how Satan put a lot of sinful schemes into our heart to become a stronghold.
你看，今天魔鬼他知道，他知道要攻击人最好的方式是什么，最简单的方式是什么。
And devil knows the easiest and the best way to attack a human being.
你看他在我们的心里面，如果放下一个怀疑的想法，
And all he needs to do is put a doubt in our heart.
很自然的，这个怀疑就是怀疑神的存在。
Naturally, we will doubt the existence of God.
我们就怀疑神的慈爱。
And we will doubt the love of God.
我们就怀疑教会的真实性。
And we will doubt the truthfulness in church.
我们就会怀疑我们今天所信的一切，所有的一切。
And we will doubt everything that we believe.
这个就是当初蛇去引诱夏娃的手段。
And this is how the serpent deceived Eve.
夏娃她在伊甸园里面享受神所准备的一切。
And Eve initially enjoyed everything that is provided in the Garden of Eden by God. And she has never doubted how much God loved them.
他们认为，一开始就是认为神真的很爱他们。
And they realize, they know that God loved them.
可是当这个蛇跟他一番对话之后，
But after talking with this serpent,
他就开始怀疑神。 真的对我们没有保留吗?
So she started doubting God. Did God reserve something against us?
如果神没有保留, 他为什么要叫我们不去吃这一棵分别善恶树上的果子呢?
If God did not reserve anything, why did he tell us not to eat this fruit?
不是应该什么都可以做, 什么都可以吃才对吗?
Isn't it right that we can eat or do anything we want?
因为那条蛇跟他说, 因为神知道你们吃了之后, 你们就能够分别善恶, 像他一样。
Because serpent told him that after you eat of this fruit, you will have the knowledge of good and evil, just like God.
这一句欺骗的话, 问题在哪里?
What's the problem in this deceitful word?
这一句话就让夏娃忘记她自己是谁。
And this deceitful words caused Eve to not know who she is, who she was. And these words caused her to think that she can be equal with God.
她忘记了神为她所准备的这一切，神所给她所有的爱。
And she forgot everything that God has prepared for them and the love of God.
看到，是啊，神为什么要这么麻烦，而且不要让我们吃这个分别善恶树上的果子。
And she only saw that. Why did God tell us not to eat this fruit?
这个就是魔鬼在人的心里面筑起这个营垒来了。
This is how the devil built this stronghold in the heart of man.
这个其实这个思想观念，这里特别提到说思想观念的哈。
And this is our thoughts.
魔鬼他。 让人的心里面听不进去神的话语，质疑神的爱。And the devil
causes us to question God and to question the love of God.
所以当我们听道理不会受感动。So
if we listen to the sermon and we're not touched at all.
或者是我们听了道理之后有很多理由为自己辩护的时候。Or
when we listen to the sermon, we give us reason not to believe.
或者是我们对 讲来所讲的道理就太浅了，这个没有什么好听的。
Or we think that whatever is said on the pulpit is too easy. There's nothing to get.
其实在这种情况下，我们就要很小心了。
Under this circumstance, we need to be very careful.
这很可能在我们的心里已经被魔鬼逐渐放进了这个坚固的营垒了。
And this is caused because Satan has slowly put this stronghold in our hearts.
这就是魔鬼在攻击我们信仰的开始。
And this is how Satan attacked our faith.
其实这个营垒就是魔鬼他要去保护，他要去防守被他掳掠的人的一个策略。
And this is a scheme that that the devil used to protect his people.
他把人自高骄傲的想法先放进去。
And he put the pride in man in the heart of man.
不顺服神、质疑神的这个观念，先放在人的心思里面。
And those who doubt God and those who are disobedient to God, He put this thought in people's mind.
然后接下来，人就会变得顽梗不化，很难改变。Then
we will be very stubborn and we will not change.
所以这个才叫做坚固的营垒。And
this is why it is a stronghold.
所以他在人心里面所筑起的这个墙，是经过精心设计的。
And this stronghold, the walls, He has built according to his schemes.
所以你看今天真正的属灵的战场从我们的肉体里面就是从我们的心开始的。
And this spiritual warfare started with our mind.
那这里除了说各样的计谋之外还要说各样拦阻人认识神的至高之事。第五节。
And it,
有一些至高的事情让我们觉得 high minded, 这是让我们觉得自己很重要。
There are things that exalt ourselves to make us feel very important.
所谓至高之事其实就是很高处的障碍。
And that means it is a high barrier.
表示我们人的傲慢跟我们人的偏见我们人自以为是。
That means we are very proud and we think ourselves is somebody.
简单的说来其实就以自我为中心了。
Basically speaking, it's we put ourselves in the center.
自我中心的人就没有办法真的认识神。
A self-centered person cannot know God.
因为这个就是人心骄傲，这个就是魔鬼的手段。
And this is the scheme of man to make a person proud.
让人觉得自己很重要。
To make a person think that they're very important.
自己很聪明。
We're very smart.
我们可以理性的分析很多很多事情。
We can distinguish things reasonably.
但是这样的一个心态跟主耶稣所讲的道理刚好是相反的。
But this is opposite to the truth.Preached by God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said,
我们看路加福音第十章
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章
Book of Luke chapter 10.
第二十一节
Verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the babes. Even so, Father,For so it seemed good in your sight.
你看到这里，父啊，这些事情像聪明通达人就藏起来，但是像婴孩就显出来。
And here says, Father, you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes.
所以你看，要认识神的人，首先一定是要像婴孩一样那么单纯、那么谦卑的。
So to know God, you must be like babe, to be humble and simple.
那么顺服的。
To be obedient.
你看，一般婴孩他就是妈妈给什么，他吃什么。
And all the babies, whatever the mom gives them, they will eat it.
顺服的
，because they're obedient.
他们是很谦卑
，they're humble.
但是对那聪明通达的，主耶稣说，天父就是把这些旨意，神的旨意就把它隐藏起来。
But to the wise and prudent, God has concealed His wisdom.
所以谦卑的心才能够真的认识神。
So with the humble heart, we can know God.
也能够看明神的旨意。
We can see clearly the will of God.
所以现在撒旦知道要拦阻人认识神最有效的办法，就是两个方面而已。
So Satan knew the best and the easiest way to stop people from going to God，
把各种似是而非的理论，把它放在人的思想里。
To put a different a questionable thinkings in the heart of man，
这个叫做计谋。
And this is their scheme。
然后把各种叫人自高自大的事情。灌输到人的心里面来
，and to put the prideness in the heart of man，
就是让我们人觉得自己很重要。
So we will think that we are very important，
自己很聪明
，we're very smart，
我们可以分析很多事情，没有经过我理性的分析通过的，我不相信。
And we can reason many things if it is not logical to us, then we do not believe。
所以这些似是而非的理论以及这些自高骄傲的事情。就在我们的心里筑成一道一道很坚固的营垒，让我们没办法真的认识耶稣、认识真神。
So these questionable thinkings and the prideness in our heart will stop us from believing in Christ and God.
这样的一个营垒，这个是保罗说征战的对象，就是要把这一些一一的把它打破。
And our opponent in this warfare is to fight against these strongholds.
那他呢？现在正在目标在哪里
？And who is the target of our warfare？
要靠着神的这个兵器，把这些营垒打破之后，要把人的心重新夺回来。
And according with the weapon of God, we can attack this Satan and take back the heart of man.
我们如果看回来，再看回来《哥林多后书》十章的第五节啊。
Turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5.
十章第五节。
Chapter 10 verse 5.
他最后说。又要将人所有的心意夺回，使他顺服基督。
And to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
将人的心意，就是人的思想，人的悟性了解。
To bring back the thoughts of man, the reasoning of man back to God.
要再一次夺回来，表示现在撒旦已经借着假使徒，让当时候的哥林多教会信徒正走在这个灭亡的路上了。
And with the false teacher, they are taking the people in the wrong path, and Paul wants to bring them back.
就是他们在走在一条不认识神、不顺服基督的路上。
And they're walking on a path of not knowing God.
现在要重新把它夺回来。
And now he will bring them back.
夺回来就是要来臣服在耶稣基督手下，就是成为主的俘虏了。
And to be captive under Christ.
哦，再一次的顺服基督的领导。
So they can be obedient to the guidance of Christ.
所以我们要了解，有时候我们人的心思意念呢。
So we need to understand sometimes our thoughts.
就是包括我们的传统、我们的理性。
According to our reasoning and our tradition.
很多时候是我们每一个人在我们生来过程当中有很多先入为主的观念。
And many times we put this ahead of everything.
那这些思想成为认识神的障碍。
And these become a stumbling block to know God.
这是为什么有时候越理性的、越有知识的、越有逻辑思想的人越没办法认识神。
And that's why many times people who are with knowledge or who are very logical, they cannot know God.
因为知识叫人自高自大。
Because knowledge puffs up.
所以今天我们要先在思想上折服，先把人的理性放在旁边的时候。
So we need to put aside our knowledge and reasoning.
先来相信神的存在。
To believe the existence of God.
相信神的爱。
To believe the love of God.
用这样的体验来认识神，这是第一步。
With this experience, we can come and know God. This is the first step.
有时候我们人容易在这个理性里面去诡辩，这就是变来变去。
And usually we will change our mind within our reasoning.
在我们的肉体里面存着一个骄傲的心。
And with our flesh, we have this prideful heart.
那这个其实就是魔鬼在攻击教会，在影响人心的手段。
And this is howSatan influenced the church and our mind.
很多时候我们人会问很多问题。
Sometimes we may ask a lot of questions.
其实那问问题的本身就是在这个叫做没有，这叫诡辩，就是其实问一些不应该有的问题的。
And the reason we ask these questions is because we just want to.
比如说神如果是全能的。
And for example, if God is Almighty,
神能不能够造一个石头，他自己搬不动
？Can God make a stone that He cannot remove?
哦，你就想一想，真的，这个是自相矛盾的。
If you think about it, this is
这样的问题，其实是不相信人在质疑没有神，在质疑神不是全能的这个事实。
And this is people who are unbelieving, who doubt the existence of God.
所以这些其实就是。人心里面坚固的营垒。
And these are the strongholds in our heart.
要让人不顺服基督。
So people cannot be obedient to Christ.
因此我们今天要保守我们自己的心。
Today we need to keep our heart.
因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。
Because our effectiveness of our life comes from our heart.
人的心是神跟魔鬼在争夺的场所。
And our heart is the battleground between God and Satan.
福音是要叫我们顺服基督的。
And gospel wants us to be submissive to the gospel.
但是魔鬼的诡计是要让人心里面有坚固的营垒来悖逆基督。
But Satan's skin is to build a stronghold in our heart to go against God.
因此我们要面对打这场属灵征战的时候。
So when we face this warfare,
我们要先问我们自己，我们自己是不是心里面完全顺服基督。
We need to ask ourselves, are we fully submissive to Christ?
主耶稣基督他在世上过着顺服的生活。
Jesus Christ lived a submissive life.
所以你看他最后得胜了。
At the end, he was victorious.
他真的被天父高举到天上的宝座了。
And he was raised up to the heavenly places.
领受所有天上地上属灵的权柄。
To receive all the authority under heaven.
今天这个教会才能够建立。
Then this church can be established.
所以我们今天要能够把人的心意夺回来，重新顺服基督。
So for us to bring back every thought into captivity to obey God.
那这样子这个神的国度就建立，然后这个教会就兴旺。
Then this church can be built up and the church can be prosperous.
今天如果我们在属灵的这个征战上打胜了。
So if we are triumph in this spiritual warfare,
让人的心真的能够顺服基督了。
Then the people's heart can be submissive.
就是我们的信心增长了。
Then our faith grows.
这个时候我们的果效就看到福音的界限往外扩展出去。
Then we can see the boundary of gospel has been expanded.
我们最后来看第十章的第十四节。
Lastly, let's turn to chapter 10, verse 14. Verse 14. For we are not extending ourselves beyond our sphere, thus not reaching you.For it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ.
十五节
Verse 15. Not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we should be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere.
你看这里特别提到保罗他自己本身，他这个传福音的路线是神为他定的。
And this path of preaching the gospel is set forth by Christ.
神把他话让他的脚能够到了哥林多这个地方建立教会。
And God set Paul's feet into Corinth.
但是他现在第十五节说，他是在指望教会能够在信心增长的时候，他这个福音的界限能够更往外扩展。
But in 15, it says that he hopes that their faith can increase and expand the boundary.
也就是说，在教会这个属灵的征战，他得胜了。
So that means in this spiritual warfare, he is victorious.
众人都在这个信心上建立起来了。
And everyone is established under this faith.
那就成为往外传福音的这个资源，每个人都能够参与这个福音的工作，能够让这个界限一直往外扩张。
Then everyone can participate in evangelism, so this boundary can be enlarged.
所以保罗他不是只是一直往外传福音而已。
So Paul is not just preaching the gospel.
他同时很在意弟兄姐妹在信仰上的增长。
He also cares about the growth in the members' faith.
因为这个就是福音传出去，这些人都一定要得救，要确定他们能够进神的国度。
So after the gospel is preached, he needs to make sure all these people will eventually enter into the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们在这个属灵的征战里面，
So in this spiritual warfare today,
我们希望能够不但我们自己本身完全顺服基督，
We hope that we can be submissive to Christ.
我们也可以借着神的能力把这个福音传给更多人。
Through the power of God, we can preach this gospel to others.
让众人也能够一起来顺服基督。
Then all men can come to be obedient to Christ.
领受神的慈爱，神的恩典，
to receive the blessing and the love of God.
让神所量给我们的界限能够一直往外开展。
Then the boundary set forth by God can be enlarged.
那我们真的在基督里面颂赞，然后我们真的领受奖赏。
Then we can truly be praised and receive the reward.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
482首
482.